Hello everyone, this is Evangelos 9, and I'm back with part 2 of the ESP Pinball Classic review. Now this is going to also be a video that, this is a little update before I start, actually. Well, school is starting tomorrow, and that's not a good thing, so I don't really know when I'm going to be able to make videos, and, we'll see how it goes. And I'm making a new pack for BeatStar, so stay tuned for that. And there's a lot of news on Daniel's side, nothing on the group channel side yet. So, okay, let's just move on to ESP Pinball Classic. This part, I'm going to put this into four parts, I think. So, this part is going to cover basic physics of pinball and how the objects work, plus playing Pac-Man and Soccer Star. Soccer Star is going to be kind of hard for me because I always cheat, which I'm going to explain later on, but I'm not going to do that in this video. So let's go start, and while we're in the main menu, I'm going to explain some physics. And that's what happens if I run it normally. I forgot to, let me close this folder. There we go. Okay, let's go. You can press anything by pressing... You can skip anything by pressing control or space or anything. And even the volume buttons. Which makes no sense. Okay. I'm gonna put this to a reasonable volume. So, I'm just going to say that first I'm going to talk about scans, because they're very important. In all pinball tables, if a flipper rolls over, the ball sticks to a part of the flipper, it will start a scan. Most of the time, on the first three tables, it will go from either left to right or right to left. Actually, no. On Pac-Man, it always goes from left to right. On Heist, it goes either left to right or right to left in some way, either from complete right to the center or from the complete right to the far left. And in this case, Pac-Man does that. Heist does right or left to center only and then goes back to the left. The scan is a good way to use your flippers, because most of the times you don't really need to use your flippers. The only thing you have to do is wait for the sound that you want to aim the ball for, and it will hit it, maybe. It may hit it. It all depends on which place you hit the scan with, so maybe you'll need to hit it before the sound comes so you know where it is, or you'll have to hit it afterwards. You just gotta know and experiment. Okay, now let's talk about some objects. They're very essential in most pinball tables. The bumpers are things that your ball will bounce off of and will accelerate, I guess. Pop-ups are like a block, it's like a wall, which will either go up or down, depending on something, and most likely, if a pop-up falls down and, rises up and wants the ball to go under it, then it will give access to a special part of the table. I don't really know which ones, but there are pop-ups in some tables here. Spinners are things that spin, and how many times they spin will accumulate points. You can't really tell how many times they spin, though. And warps are not here yet, but they'll be in Pinball Extreme. They completely move the ball to a different location, whether that's the other side of the table, or on the center of the table, or somewhere else. But it's always the same place. And there can be more than one warp in one table. It all depends where they are. And the drains, well, drain. There's one drain in this, in these ones, these, this game, in one table. It's like, if your ball goes in there, you're done for. You start with 3 balls in each table, and most likely, if you get 10 million points, you get an extra ball. I have no idea how anyone can get an extra ball on Pac-Man. Seriously, 10 million points is hard. Seriously hard. It just depends on where the ball goes and how quick your reflexes are to hit the scam. Because I'm going to talk about that right now. Let's turn the menu music up.
Soccer's Pac-Man.
So let's play some Pac-Man. Well, you'll hear the intro first, and then I'll explain what's going on.
Launch ball.
Okay, launch ball. This means that you have to launch your first ball. All you gotta do is press the space bar. You'll hear a sound, and then the ball will move wherever it wants. Keep in mind that this game sometimes gets bored and wants to have some fun and sleep and yawn and do weird stuff. So, don't be surprised if that happens. If that ever happens.
Looks like our players left. It's time to have a little fun.
Yeah, I told you. What the? Okay, I have no idea what that was, but I don't care. I'm going to mute my computer for now. So, I'm going to explain how Pac-Man works. Of course, you know what Pac-Man is. You just got to run around in a maze, getting dots and avoiding ghosts. And if you pick up a power pellet, you can eat the ghosts, but they'll return to where they were. And they go, and the ghosts really get, like, they are running every time you pick up a power pellet. In this game, they don't. Well, I think they don't, because they stay wherever they are until you eat them when the ball goes over one. If the ball goes over one when the siren is playing and not the ghost run sound, it will die. And that's the only way to die in this game, and it's kind of hard because sometimes you just get one dot and the ball goes to a ghost and dies. Without even a scan. What I really like to do, well, let me also say this, when, sometimes a fruit will appear, so you have to get that to get more points, and if you clear the dots in one table, you can go to the next one and get your balls back. You don't have 3 balls, though. You have the same amount of balls that you started with when you launched your last one. So if you only have 1 ball left, tough luck. Because, well, the second table is going to be a little harder. It's very rare that you complete 2 tables, though. I never do that. I have no idea if I did. But if I did, then yay. If not, whatever. So, you can also press space while you're in the game, and if there's just a few dots left, you'll lose your table clear bonus, but you'll still clear the table. If you really want to do that, then okay, but I never do that. Let's play some Pac-Man. Not. Okay, I just got a power pellet for no reason, and Pac-Man is getting dots. You can hear the ghost run sound, and I'm hitting bumper as well. I'm gonna try and hit the ghost now. That was the sound of a ghost, and I just hit the flipper. I'm just gonna send my Pac-Man off now, and try and hit a power pellet. That was the sound of a power pellet, though. Those are bumpers. That, the siren is just the background noise. That was the sound of a fruit. Let's try and get it. Oh, I got a dot instead. The fruits only appear for a short period of time. Let me get a scan to get a power pellet. Yep, I already got one. Okay, now, let's see the ghost. Nope. I'm not getting ghosts. Great. And no scans either. Oh.
What? You have
Yay.
Two balls
I
left.
Just eat, I just ball. Ate a ghost, and then right before it returned to the box, my power pellet wore off, and I died. Great. Okay, the faster the siren is, the more closer you're getting to clear the table. And I already died again.
You have
one ball left.
Launch ball.
Okay, let's try and clear this table. Why didn't the shift key work? You press the left and right shift keys, depending on nothing, actually.
Your score was 862,000 points. Number of tables completed.
Zero tables.
Press any key to continue.
So you press the left and right shift keys to hit the flipper. You press to enter to tilt the table if you really need to, if your ball gets stuck. And if you press S, you'll get your score. If you press P, it'll pause. And I think there's nothing else to it.
Please select a menu item.
Let's try again and clear a table.
Launch ball.
You can press space to skip anything, so that's what I did. Oh. Yes. Yay. I'm eating ghosts, because I got a power pellet. And I always like to hit the ball as fast as I can when I get a scan, because the power pellets are on the far edges of the table, at least on the left part, like here. And I never get them, only if my reflexes are very good. And the lack of a right shift key doesn't help. Seriously. And I just got a fruit. And I died.
You have two balls left.
Launch ball.
Okay, it's getting faster. And I got a power pellet. And I'm eating ghosts. There are four in total. I just went through a tunnel. That's how you can move through the table very fast. Oh, I'm getting closer. Getting closer. Oh. Fruit. Let me get it. Yeah. Aw. Just a few more dots left.
You have
Come on.
One ball left.
And I do Watch not want to clear the table. I mean, I want to fairly. Oh, come on, shift. Okay, I'm going to do it with a left shift key, because that's a lot easier. Come on, just get those dots. Get those dots. Yes! Okay, one more ball left. Let's go. Yeah. Power pellet to go. I'm gonna use my left shift key for now. Yay. Not. Right as soon as I get a high score, I die.
New high score for this table.
Your score was 3,520,000 points.
Try and beat that.
Number of tables completed.
Nah, I already
One
did.
Tables.
One tables? That makes no sense. A little interesting fun bit. If you press S and you clear the table, it says one table. When it gives you a score at the end of a game, it says one tables. That makes no sense. Well, I think that's all for Pac-Man. And I'm going to show you what happens if you press enter.
Please select launch ball.
Every time when you're in a game. So, all it does is do this. This means that your ball is lost, but you'll be allowed to keep playing. I'm gonna try and get 1,000 points. Let's see if I'll get 1,000 points. Aw, 2,000 points. Let's see if I got 2,000.
Your score was 2,000 points.
Yay.
Number of tables completed.
Zero tables.
Press any key to continue.
Okay.
Please select a menu item.
So now is the time for...
Soccer Star.
This one doesn't even have an intro.
Launch ball.
There's only one ball in play, and the one who gets... If the opponent gets 5 goals, you'll either get a tie, or... Win if you get more than 5, or lose if you have less than 5. It's very hard to get goals, though. The way you do it is you first got to spell out the word save with these things that are on the table that are...
Looks like our players left.
Okay, whatever. I just got to mute. So you got to hit these things indicated by a whistle-like sound. And they spell out the word save, and then any ball that's in there will be saved. The ball, when it's trying to get a goal, is indicated by a weird, like, tones that are going upwards. And sometimes it's very hard to block. The way you block it is you press the space bar when you hear that. And even if you block, sometimes it won't save it. So that's not good. But, anyway, what was I going to say? After you do that, new spell switches will appear spelling out the word goal. And the way you do this, actually, you can also score a goal by hitting all the 4 defenders and then trying to hit at the opponent's goal net. But a goal is a lot easier to be done if you first spell out save and then spell out goal. And if you do that, it will be more certain to work. I never win when this happens. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. It's too fast. Most of the time the beeps are just it cannot be blocked, and sometimes the beeps are just confusing because either a beep is like, I don't know, 75 milliseconds long and you don't have time, or the beep is too slow but it's not even a save. Like, it doesn't act as a goal or a save, it's just there because the ball went away, probably. So if you tilt the table, I think you can restart. I don't really know if you have 3 balls left or not, but I don't really care. So let's go play some Soccer Star and get screwed over. That was a beep. Why do I keep pressing space?
Throw in by home team. Yes.
Yay. No! Get it? You see? Okay, this sound, the double beep, is telling you which direction you wish to start the scan. If you press right shift, it will start from the left to the right. If you press left shift, it will start from the right to the left. Always do the left to right. So, let's go. Whoa. Let's hit the defenders.
Defender 2.
And I get another.
Defender 1.
You see what I mean? You don't have time. Okay, let's get save mode. Save mode. This will only block 1 goal.
Defender 3.
You need to get rid of all 4 defenders. Let's get rid of defender 4 and try and get a goal.
Defender 4.
Here we go. I'm gonna try and do golf. Yep. Of course, it's not gonna work. Kickoff. Oh, I forgot that save mode was on, but thank you for that. Okay, now, let's go get the goal. I pressed space! This game is so unfair. Seriously. Yes, just... Yes! Okay, come on. Come on, come on. Work. Let me get at least one goal. Aww. Nope. Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Let's get defender one.
Defender one. Defender two.
And defender three. Let's try and get a goal now. One, two, three.
Defender three.
Oh my god! Seriously, I hate this game. I need to get at least one goal. Oh. No, whoa, what?
Yes.
Good.
Offside. Throw in by visitors. Bane. V.
Yes, we're getting closer. Oh. Yes! I got a goal. Finally. But it's the score of 4-1, so it won't work. Kickoff. Yay! Finally I could save something. Kickoff. Okay, now let me get the E. Because I need a save.
Save mode.
Now I don't need to keep watching for the space bar. All you gotta do is knock out the defenders and try and get this to work. One, two.
Defender two. Defender three. Save.
I don't care. Har, har, har. Kickoff. Okay, let's get goals. Or not. Oh. And I'm done for. Fruitcake. Har, har, har.
Game over. You have the new high score for
Of course, because I didn't play it.
Your score was 2 million points.
2 million points?
Scored by home team. 1 goal. Number of goals scored by visitors. 5 goals. This game was won by visitors.
Fruitcake you. That's kind of low quality, if you know what I mean. Yes, I know it was released in 2003, 5, something. But, you know, it's got to have good quality sounds. Some of them are, though. Anyway, 2 million points rounded is very rare. Seriously. Well, I got it on video. Yay. Anyway, let's try and get at least 2 goals or 3.
Please let the soccer start.
I just want that to happen.
Launch ball.
Here we go again.
Yes.
Thrown by home team. There we go. Save mode. Thrown by visitors. Yay. I'm getting so many. Sorry, I got interrupted, so I'll have to restart. So let's try again. Stop being offsides.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I accidentally pressed the spacebar. So, let me get some defenders.
Defender one.
Oh. Yes. Defender two. Yay, I got the scan already. Yep. One, two, three. Defender three. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Kick off. Now fruitcake you, because I'm going to go into save mode. Right now. E. Save mode. Now fruitcake you, because I'm going to do defender four and then score a goal. Without you scoring at least, or without you scoring one. Oh, this is going to be hard, but I'm still going to try and defend. Next, let's get goal letters. Oh, I thought I was going to get a goal before they did. Well, no, that's not the case. Yes! Yes, yes, yes. Kickoff. Now let's get the A. A. L. Goal kick. Is it gonna work? Nope. Yay! Defender 2. Oh. Okay. Let's get Defender 1 then.
Defender 1.
Why do I keep pressing the spacebar for no reason? One, two, three.
Defender three.
And defender four. Let's try and get another goal. One, two, one, or three, and four.
Defender four.
Okay. Now, what? No! Kickoff. I mean, seriously? Come on. No! I don't want that. And what the? What? Seriously, what the fruitcake are you doing? New high score. Yeah. That makes no sense. To me, at least. Okay, let's see. Yay, all of them are done for. So, now it goes back to the left and starts scanning again. And I'm going to hit it and get a goal. Not. Fruitcake.
Kickoff.
Oh my god. Now let's get the defenders back.
Defender one.
I keep pressing the spacebar. One, two.
Defender two.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Defender three.
Save.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Kickoff.
Now get the E. Save mode. Now let's get the last defender out of the way and score another goal. Not because I didn't get one yet. Oh, why did I have to press the space bar? I don't care. Whatever. Now let's get the goal letters. Before the... What?
Good.
Yes! Made it. Yes, yes, yes. Kickoff. Now work.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Now. Oh, I can't. I forgot. What the? I didn't really mean to do that, but whatever. That was cool, I guess. Now the defenders are back. Defender one. One time, I could score a goal just from these scans without even having to block anything. Unlike here. Defender 2 is done for. Let's get the A and then the L. Now I just need to get the L. Goal kick. Let's try again. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah! Got my first goal. Oh. Yeah. Defender one.
Save.
Yes.
Kick off.
Oh, I didn't mean to do- Yes! Okay, okay, good. Good, good. 1, 2, and 3 are done for. Yeah. Okay, let's try that again and get the ladder. Why isn't it showing up? There are no letters. None. That makes no sense. Yeah! Yay. And now it's gonna do nothing. Oh, there we go. There it is. No! Oh, one more goal to go. One more. Okay, let me go to save mode. Please. Yes, yes, yes. 1, 2, 3 are done for, so I got interrupted again. And this time I declined the call, so I'm in the middle of a scan and I'm gonna try and hit the opponent. We're in the same game, just a few seconds ahead. Oh, I forgot. Oh no, I'm done for. Oh my. Ooh, that was close. But of course it didn't work. No, I died. Okay, whatever, I don't care. Game over.
High score for this table.
Yay.
Your score was 5,438,000 points.
Yay.
Number of goals scored by home team.
One.
Goal.
Number of goals scored by visitors.
Five.
Goals.
This game was won by visitors.
Because the visitors are so hard to do stuff with. Oh, and guess what your reward is when you win? Fireworks. Yay. Anyway, I'm going to try and see if I can get a new high score.
Soccer star. Launch ball.
Here we go. Defender 3. One. Oh, yay. Let's get two. One, two. Defender two. What the?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay, now, let's get defender four and try and get a goal. Let's go. Here we go. And yes! That was a goal.
Opponent team, kick off.
Defender one.
Defender one.
Of What? How did it not go through? Seriously, what the fruitcake? The Defender 4. So I just need 2 and 3 to be done with. But it's so awesome that it's 1-1 at the start of the game without me hitting save mode at all. Not anymore. But it was 0-1 and I got a goal, so that's an awesome thing. But now let's go into save mode and don't do this. Or not. Oh, there we go. Okay, I made it. Save mode. Everyone knows that, of course. Okay, let's get G. What the? No! 3 goals already. Seriously, stop giving me goals. Oh, whoa, that was a nice scan at opportunity. Okay, I have Defender 1, 2, 3, and I think I have 4. I know when that's gonna happen, or when that was gonna happen, so that's why I did it so early. Okay. A. L. Let's go! Yeah! 2-3. What the?
Visitor score.
What?
Kickoff. Midfield play.
Oh my god.
Defender 2. Defender 3.
No! I'm done for. I'm done for. But at least I got 2 goals this time. Game over.
Your score was 2,300,000.
Yeah, that was nothing.
Points. Number of goals scored by home team.
2.
2 goals. Number of goals scored by visitors.
5 goals. This game was won by visitors.
Press any key to continue. Please exit program.
Yeah, I'm going to exit program. Just as you wish.
Exiting program.
So, yeah, that was Pinball Classic Part 2. I hope you've enjoyed. And, as I said, I don't know how school is going to work, so I don't know how videos are going to be uploaded. And I never have a schedule about uploading videos, though, so expect at least 1 every week. Unless I'm out for something. But, of course, when I'm out of school every day, it's a lot easier to just, you know, go and do stuff. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this video. Thanks for watching, and goodbye for now.